everybody. It's episode 21 of Festool Shop Talk, and we are really privileged to be here in Hamilton, Ontario, with Rich and Andrea from Rustic Designs by Rich. And make sure you watch this one because it's gonna be fun. Okay, so last time I was here, guys, this whole place has changed. I know this is the showroom, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the showroom now.
And I think the first time I was in here, I did my first ever epoxy pour.
You did. Yeah.
And we shot it on Instagram. I think that was like five years ago?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
And
right in the beginning.
And coming back here, I feel like I'm at home. But boy, it looks like the business has changed a lot.
Yeah, we're expanding. Obviously, yeah, this is the showroom with our finished pieces, and we have the full production shop. It's just a few units down, so we'll be able to take you guys there.
Now you're talking. You were doing a lot of epoxy pour last time, and still I see back here, we'll go back there in a few minutes, doing a lot of, I would say, charcuterie. Is it?
Charcuterie boards.
And I always joke around, but I have one at home. Thank you. And it was Mary Ann's. Thank you. And it's funny because I see on your charcuterie boards, you have that special handle, right?
Yes.
Let's go look at that really quick because I think a lot of times that is being copied, but it started here?
Yeah, we developed it here in the in this space, and now it's widely trended all over the woodworking world. I mean, you'll see that handle made by countless makers. So, it's definitely, very user friendly, and it complements the board. So that's what we do.
And you ship all over the world.
All over North America.
All over North America.
Yes.
I'm going to drop a name because I just saw a picture on Rich's phone. He just built a charcuterie board for Guy Fieri.
Yeah, we did a nice board for him, and he was nice enough to send us some pictures.
Wicked cool. So, what was that made out of?
California cottonwood.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Really nice board. Really nice.
And the expansion I'm seeing is in the product line because now, and as we go through, all the slabs you've always gotten are gorgeous,
yes.
And there was, but it seems like you're trending to more oil on wood and natural wood because I think it's timeless as well, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's something that will always be in style, and it's something that I think, as trends change, people want more traditional pieces, which, is just a beautiful wood table. So
cool.
And one of a kind.
How long have you been in this space? Because this was the shop. I mean, there was a lot of dust in here when we were pouring epoxy.
Yeah.
And that was, I don't want to say it was cramped. I love this space anyhow because this is an old building, right?
It was cozy.
Right? It was cozy.
Yeah.
How did you get, were you always here or did you start?
No, we started in our one car garage at home and, it just went, Andrea wanted a few things made for the house. And
that's how it always starts, isn't it?
Yeah. Next thing one thing led to another, and, you're pulling all-nighters in the garage and then working 10 hours on a construction site, right?
Yeah, so, oh, yeah.
We just decided to give it a go and try it on our own, and we still did the garage until we found this space, and we've been here for about 6 years now. So.
6 years, and now this is the showroom. And then we're going to go down to the shop in a few.
Yeah, that's where, real magic happens.
Yeah. But boy, this is magical in here.
Yeah.
So where do you source your slabs?
We have partners in Vietnam that will send us the material in through shipping containers. We're actually expecting a shipping container here. Should be any week now.
Oh, good. If it was today, I was going to say, hey, let's get out of here. Free labor.
So that's it. But so a lot of stuff coming over from Southeast Asia and then from our partners on the West Coast of Canada. If they have it in their inventory at Redux Wood, they can send it to us as well.
We
always source local, cool, unique, one-of-a-kind slabs. So.
This, and Everybody who's watching on YouTube, please, I'm going to apologize because I'm talking with you and Andrea, but my eyes are going crazy looking at some of these slabs. Like, what is this?
This the grain. This is a burl redwood.
Oh, my God. It's just incredible. Chris, can you get that? Look at the grain. And that's finished with probably some natural oil?
Yeah, just a natural oil that's manufactured here in Canada. So.
Wow. And the epoxy, I'm really digging that because it's not overbearing. It complements it.
You just fill the cavity.
Yeah.
If it needs it, right? So, or even sometimes not even. Like that piece there, I mean, there's a lot of natural cavity in it. There's no epoxy in it whatsoever.
And you put the bow ties in here, but I love this on the edge grain, on the end grain, that bow tie. That's quite unique. And see, when I did some conference tables for Festool once, I mean, we had some inclusions in it and stuff, and I had to pour epoxy in those.
Sure.
But I didn't want to because I love this.
Yes, yeah, so
I love
that, natural cavity.
That natural. And what kind of wood's this?
It's golden acacia.
Golden acacia. Gorgeous. Okay, so we were standing in the introduction. What is that?
This is another piece of golden acacia.
Goodness gracious, that's just beautiful, huh?
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece for sure. It'd make a stunning coffee table or...
So when you get these slabs, or you have to go through the process of flattening?
Yeah, everything gets flattened, machined out, and then finished.
Wicked, so. Wicked. Huh, yeah. Too cool. So Andrea, being here last time, I didn't see any of this. And I noticed on the sign it said supply as well. So it looks like you're a supplier of certain things.
Yeah, we are. We're carrying a lot more than we ever did. And so we're carrying West Systems, which is super popular. Equipoxy is the only thing we use to pour our tables.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
cool. And then we only use Lignette to finish our tables.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's great. Huh. And people can just come in and
Come in.
It?
We can order online.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You guys are online, too?
Yep.
Oh, isn't that great? So, and this is the back of the showroom we're at. Andrea, I can't believe all the charcuterie boards. I'll get it pronounced right one of these days. Where can somebody buy these?
We sell them online at rusticdesignsbyrich.com.
Okay.
Lots of walk-in traffic right in our shop here in Hamilton.
Wow, that is so cool. And it's just amazing because I know I see it all over the internet. I love this design as well with the hat.
Yeah, that's the hard handle.
That's just gorgeous.
Weddings.
So that's great. It's good to see that business is booming.
Yeah.
So, Rich, I got a question. We're in the back room. I was just here with Andrea. We're talking about the charcuterie boards. But I'm mesmerized at this piece. How thick is this?
It's just over 3 inches, so...
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's amazing. That's about 75 millimeter for everybody watching globally. and I see you're working with a lot of steel, the X-legs. Those are great. Yeah. This thing is just massive. What kind of wood is this?
It's a piece of dragon's wood that came from underwater lake in Vietnam. So
amazing grain.
It's gorgeous. My partners told me it was underwater for over 100 years. It's not from a sustainable resource because once it's all harvested from underwater, that's it.
Right.
But lift this up, see how heavy that is.
That's 3 inches, and that's probably about 8 foot long?
Yes.
Okay, hang on a sec. Oh, man!
Yeah, it's dense.
Wow, is the water still in there?
I think, yeah.
That's that is really heavy. It must weigh a ton.
Yeah, it's definitely a heavy... We're delivering on the 30th.
So hey, I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
Come back.
Hey, Brad will be here.
Yes. That tells me he won't be by that day.
Cool. Thanks, man. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Like I said, I am mesmerized at all this beautiful work.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. A couple questions about this one because This is, for me, is quite unique. I just love it how you use epoxy to complement the wood and fill some inclusions. This epoxy, is this Eco Epoxy?
Yeah, it's Eco Epoxy. It's a product that is developed and made here in Canada. We've used it from day one. Yeah. Sand's beautiful, finishes nice. So, I mean, it's what we always use.
And that's nice because it's clear, but it's got like a light tint to it, huh?
Yeah, just a tiny little touch of blue in a 5 gallon pail of epoxy took this to tint it this slight turquoise. So it's still a little translucent.
It's gorgeous.
Lets the light in, and it complements the California cottonwood.
Yeah, sometimes I've just seen epoxy be a little overbearing.
Yeah, I think that epoxy has its place. It's not with not with all the species of wood, but with a piece like this, it definitely complements it. So without epoxy, you couldn't stabilize this piece of California cottonwood. It just, one couldn't live without the other.
This is close to being a maple leaf too, isn't
it? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Hey, you guys sell slabs?
Yeah, so we've had a lot of clients come in looking to do their own DIY projects, and we like to be able to offer very unique, one-of-a-kind pieces, like this piece of burl redwood that came from Northern California. So,
gorgeous.
Our website, we have some beautiful one-of-a-kind pieces available.
Oh, wow! You do have the slabs on the website.
Yes.
Oh, hey! I'm gonna actually have to go check out that website.
Yeah, for sure, definitely.
Cool. Hey, so where are we headed?
We're heading to our main shop where all the production and manufacturing takes place.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So how long you been in this space?
We've been here 3 months. So
wow.
When it came available, we knew right away it had the roll-up door so we could bring in the bigger pieces of wood. So
that's cool.
We jumped on it.
For sure.
Yeah.
So what are you guys working on here, Rich? And who the heck is this?
This is the best tool in the shop. This is Andy. It's a squishy matter.
It's all good. Too cool. The
woodworking wizard for sure. So
wow.
So our partners at Redux Wood saw these pieces of wood that were on a burn pile in Vietnam.
Get out.
Yeah.
What is this wood?
It's mango wood.
Oh my God.
They yanked them, and Andy's turning it into this beautiful table.
So when we started, these were so badly warped that they figured they couldn't salvage them, hence the reason why it went on the burn pile. So the pieces were originally, I don't know, 2 inches thick, an inch and a half thick, and I've managed to get a round table out of it, an inch and a quarter so far. We're gonna bring it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And by the time we stitched the two pieces, we made the curves, stitched them together, CNC'd the stitches, and
oh, look at that. It's a yin and yang symbol. Holy moly. I just, from this perspective, I wasn't getting it. Mm-hmm. And then it popped when I came here. Boy, this is, how many stitches?
18.
That's amazing.
We'll probably put a couple on the back.
And you flattened it here on the CNC?
Yeah. And then we'll go back and reflatten it again. After all this sets up, we'll reflatten it. And it'll be, so my plan right now is just to flatten it out to get it fairly flat on, flip it over.
Yeah.
And then cut like a 15 degree on the flip side in order to narrow it down, because there's parts of the board that are still warped.
Oh.
So in order to control the view, what you see of it, the bottom I'm not too worried about. The top is what I wanted perfectly flat. So you take off the edge profile, and then it all disappears.
And it also floats because you'll take that down. So instead of looking at that thickness, it's narrower here.
Right,
I used to use a little kind of Neanderthal way. I would flip that board over, because if I was working with a thick piece and I wanted it to look light, I would take a draw knife. Mm-hmm. And I would mark it about that far in and just carve it off. So instead of looking at like a 2 inch, you were looking at about a 1 inch profile. I always call it a trick, but it works great. And I got to tell you know how my eyes wander in the shop? That's two of my favorite things, that banner over there. Chris, can you come over here and get this? This is awesome. I've never seen that. That's the Three Stooges and it says beer. Oh my God, is this place great? I'm coming to work for you guys. Okay, guys, I gotta ask. This is a really big L piece. Okay? Hey, what? A, I think this is white oak.
It's oak.
It's oak.
It's made out of reclaimed beer barrels.
What? Hang on. It's made out of what?
Reclaimed beer barrels. So that the guy.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. So these were 9 foot tall. And we've had to cut them because the sides of the beer barrels are all curved.
Right.
We cut them down to 35 inch pieces and leveled out one side, threw them through the planer, squared off four sides, glued them all together. You know, a little bit of a process.
What is this? This is a bar top pit?
Yep, bar top. We did, this is an indoor bar top for bench brewing, and we did their outdoor. So this is the, we'll complete their build, and there's their. All their tables, so.
Holy moly.
Big deliveries next week, so.
So this is going, oh my God, this is a great story. This is going from a reclaimed beer barrel into a brewery
Correct.
For a bar top, so you can drink more beer.
Yeah, because look, it smells like beer.
No wonder I like it. Thanks, that was great. So Rich, as we're doing this, I wanted to know if you owned any Festool.
Yes, yeah.
Wow, this is quite the tricked out shop. Hey, what Festool, let me ask you a couple of Festool questions. What Festool do you use the most?
I don't know. I like the Creeper.
Look at that, he's got the Festool stool, baby.
That's it, I do like that. So.
Okay, so what, and not that, what Festool do you think in this shop you use the most?
Oh, it's all our hand tools on a daily basis. I mean, look, I've got, you know, the router, the cordless jigsaw, the drill. I mean, look at those boards. We make a few of those boards. So.
Oh.
We're constantly using the sanders. I mean,
wow.
The guys, Quinn over here, he's constantly using, I mean, he uses Festool 9 hours a day nonstop.
Oh.
So they're almost red now. They're not blue anymore because they're so hot at the end of the day.
Quinn, what's your favorite Festool?
Well, as he said, I'm using the sanders all day long, so like that's just my go-to. It's my daily usage.
Cool.
Yeah, I love them. They work great.
Andy, what Festool do you use the most, do you think?
Do I use the most?
Yeah.
Probably the track saw.
Really?
But the Domino is, gets you hooked.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's kind of a game changer, isn't it?
Speeds things up.
Yeah, for sure. What material is this made out of?
This is mango, so we're...
Mango like the fruit tree?
Yes, sir.
I thought those were like shrubs.
No, not this one, so...
Wow, look at this.
This is another one of those heavy ones, lift this one.
Okay, hang on.
You work out, right?
I used to. This is heavy.
Yeah.
Wow, and where did you get this?
This is from Southeast Asia.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is a beautiful piece, so.
Chris, get this in here. Look at this. Look at this grain and look at this crotch. This is nice, huh?
Yeah, the figure in there is beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Cool. Use the Capex much?
Every day.
Chris, you getting those cabinets, man? Look at that, huh? Those are nice. This is cool. Who made these?
Andy,
you made these? These are wicked. Look at it. Hey, how you doing out there? Yeah. Hey, check this out. Look at that pull. That's cool, huh?
Two panels.
No, but it's nice. It looks great. It's got a great name on it. Whoop. Okay, so now comes the question. Andrea, what's your favorite Festool? The Sis Rock, oh yeah.
Radio.
Yeah, too cool.
I do love the charger. And I can put my phone on.
Oh, the phone charger.
Yeah, I love that.
That is cool. All right, I want to thank you all.
Thank you.
Very much, Rich, Andrea. Everybody, this is Brad. He helped us organize this shop talk. Many thanks. And I just wanted to get him in here because he is my lucky charm. I want to thank you, Andy and Quinn. You guys are quite the unbelievable craftsmen. Thank you. Everybody, this is a wrap on episode 21 of Festool Shop Talk from Rustic Designs by Rich. And thank you very much.